Mini-episode 1942 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1942 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the drama Justified: City Primeval on Hulu. Here's our top five notes of interest about this program. Number five, City Primeval is a sequel slash spinoff of the original Justified series, where Deputy U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens was punished for a controversial shooting by getting sent back to his native Kentucky to deal with crime rings there. This series was completely linked with the Hollers of Kentucky and the unique citizens there. Here it's 15 years later, and Raylan is a fish out of water sent to Detroit to bring in anarchic mass murderer Clement Mansell. Raylan, an old-school gunslinger with a Stetson, was perhaps the best sharpshooter in law enforcement, and he's finally meeting his match in the form of a Joker-like criminal who just embodies chaos theory. Number 4. Raylan is left to deal with a lingering consequence from the end of the Justified series, being unable to stop being consumed by his job and thus ending up a single dad to his teenage daughter with ex-wife Winona. Here, Willa is 15 years old and on what is supposed to be a brief trip to Detroit with her dad that spirals well beyond what either of them anticipated. Those who watched Justified and saw an exasperated Raylan trying to look out for his mischievous young friend Loretta will see him here in the exact same role, but with his own daughter this time. Number 3. The supporting cast is tremendous, albeit much different from the Justified mothership, starting with Carolyn, Mansell's reluctant lawyer and a frenemy of Raylan in a completely different way from Boyd Crowder in the original series. Clement's equally reluctant criminal sidekick, self-destructive musician and bar owner Sweetie, Clement's reluctant girlfriend Sandy, and all of the figures in Detroit law enforcement liven up the program tremendously. Number 2. The program, adapted from an Elmore Leonard story that actually did not involve Raylan Givens, matches a great tale with an exceptional cast. Timothy Oliphant as Raylan is a given for greatness, and his real-life daughter Vivian Oliphant as Willa really delivers in her acting debut. Boyd Holbrook's Clement, Anjanue Ellis as Carolyn, and Vondi Curtis Hall as Sweetie top off a great cast. And how about these actors for cameos? Terry Kinney, Keith David, Luis Guzman, David Cross, and a few surprises round out an incredible collection of talents. Number 1. Justified: City Primeval is a daring adaptation of the original series that doesn't wallow in fan service and dares you to accept the stated premise, essentially the same Raylan Givens, but at a different time in his life and dealing with radically different circumstances than he's used to. It's different stylistically, with a constant pulsing bluesy soundtrack and a more modern approach to cinematography than Justified, but the writing and direction remain familiar. It says here that Justified: City Primeval doesn't rate above the top 4 seasons of Justified, but it's better than season 5 and arguably maybe better than season 2. And given how justifiably legendary the original was, that's a great compliment indeed. And with no spoiler intended, there's something that happens at the end of the final episode that could and should reopen a surprising hanging thread from the Harlan days. Be sure to check it out. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.